You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me once again Brian Groves. He's the CEO and is also a director with Genesis Metals. Brian has over 30 years of experience in Australia and Canada mining and exploration, and he's worked with some pretty big companies like Amex Minerals, Noranda, and Placer Gold. Name companies in the past as a geologist and exploration geologist, and I've known him for quite a few years actually with another junior mining company in the past, and I've really think very highly of him and his ability to go find the metals where they are, and he certainly had a great track record. So really pleased to have him with us today. I own Genesis Metals, and I always start out by looking at the people that run the companies. And so that is one of the reasons. Certainly, Brian is a main attraction here. So the company trades in Toronto under the symbol GIS. You can buy it in the U.S. as I have under the symbol GGISF. 74.8 million shares, I believe. Number of shares out, but it's trading for a mere 8 cents, giving it a market cap in U.S. money of around $6 million. Thanks for joining me again, Brian.
Jay, thanks very much for having me again. Thank you.
Always good to have you. I'd like to start out maybe asking you, what is the goal of the company? That is, what does the board of directors have you doing? Where do you want to take this company? Where does the board want you to go? What are the objectives? I mean, you're an exploration company, so I guess probably it's to find a sizable deposit, but perhaps you can just elaborate a little bit on that.
Sure, I'd certainly be happy to. We are a fairly pragmatic group of people at the board level, and even though I've had experience with large companies that produce gold, I certainly don't pretend to be a production line person. So, you know, we all realize that producing gold is hard enough to find gold, but producing gold as an operating mine is always very difficult. So we take the pragmatic approach of trying to define a resource that would be attractive to a larger company, potentially either as an outright takeout or a joint venture, and utilize the skill sets that larger companies have to advance and develop and potentially produce gold from a deposit. So our objectives are fairly clear-cut in that regard, and while we stay very focused on gold at this stage. That's the only commodity that we're searching for. And we have sort of taken a fairly focused approach too in terms of geography. We're focusing in the Eastern Canadian, the Superior Province, which is the very well-known Abitibi Greenstone Belt area that straddles the Ontario and Quebec borders. Significant gold production, as most of your listeners would know, in excess of 170 million ounces have come out of this area. So one of the truly great mining areas of the world. So we by keeping it fairly simple in terms of our focus geographically as well as the production, knowing what our limitations are with production, we're clearly looking for opportunities to advance a project and potentially in such a fashion that it attracts a major player to come along and either join with us or take the project on completely. So that's our objectives.
That's the objective. And you're in a part of the world where there are other majors. So you have all the infrastructure that you need there, the people, the regulatory authority there in Quebec, one of the best in the world. And your flagship property is the Chevrier project. It's I think some 95 square kilometers in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt, as you mentioned. For the sake of listeners that may not have heard you before, can you tell them a little bit about your current resource and what remains to be done to outline a deposit of sufficient size that might attract a major?
But certainly. At the present time, the project had seen extensive work up until about 2010. We acquired the property in 2016. and have basically inherited a large amount of historic drill data. So consequently, moving towards an updated resource involves validating those historic data. So the most recent resource report for the property goes back to 2010. It was still compliant under 43-101, and it was reported as around about 300,000 ounces at 2 grams. Mm-hmm. We know from researching the historic records for the property that previous groups, larger companies by the like of InMet, which is the old Falcon Bridge Copper Group, the reputable mid-tier blue chip, base metal producers ostensibly, but good mining companies had come up with significantly larger numbers, but those numbers predate 43-101. So we believe that the older work cannot necessarily just be discounted. So our intent was to see if we could improve upon the report from 2010. We believe we will be able to do so. So we completed approximately 10,000 meters of drilling in 2017. Those assay data results have been released, and we are working towards an updated resource, which we are scheduling for the third quarter of this year. So that is where we're heading. It's interesting, the Chibougamau area, where the project is located, is about 300 kilometers to the west of the Val-d'Or camp, which some of your listeners may be aware of, one of the preeminent gold-producing areas in Quebec. And because production ceased from some of the mines in the Chibougamau camp around about 20, 25 years ago, there's no current mill within the immediate area. About 100 kilometers away, there is a mill that's currently producing gold, and it may present some synergies for us in the future in terms of infrastructure existing, which would obviously minimize capital requirements to build a new mine, freestanding mine.
What do you think in terms of ounces do you need to start attracting a major? Do you need a couple of million ounces, or what do you need? Or let's say a mid-tier producer, even.
A very interesting question, Jay, because recently as about a week ago, IM Gold has optioned into a property called Monster Lake, which sits about 15 kilometers to the south and west of our Chevrier property. Mm-hmm. They have been spending quite a bit of money on their earn-in to get to about a 70% interest. They published the initial resource estimate for that property, and it came in at just under 500,000 ounces at around, I think it was 12 to 13 grams. Mm-hmm. But intriguingly, it's a deeper target, so it is an underground operation. That's how they would model it. So that is quite a bit of a paradigm shift in our thinking too, because we traditionally would look at Chevrier as a standalone. I think the magic threshold that most people would like to see us achieve would be something approaching 1 million ounces. Mm-hmm. That would be, I think fairly wide held belief that you need that sort of level of contained ounces to move towards any advanced feasibility study or something like that. But the opportunity, or at least potentially there may be synergies in the future, who knows, that mm-hmm. most of the ounces that we see at Chevrier are near surface, potentially open pittable. Mm-hmm. So given that IM Gold is developing a deeper underground deposit, the potential may exist for, who knows, some synergy, operating synergy.
Sure.
There. So perhaps our threshold need not be as high as 1 million ounces. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to see where we end up in, as I said, in Q3 of this year. But it has made us start to think about, operational synergies between two adjoining relatively close projects. And as I said, it's about 15 kilometers between the two properties, connected by a fairly extensive road system, a three-lane wide gravel road that's maintained year-round by the province of Quebec. So fairly good access between the properties. We don't know if that may end up being a reality, but at least
sure.
it gives us a different way of looking at Chevrier.
Well, you may not need 1 million ounces, but I can't help but notice you do have a historical resource. In addition to your 43-101 compliant resource, you have a historical resource. I think it's on something called the South Zone, which is one of many different targets that you have on your larger property. But that South Zone had 540,000 ounces of historic gold ounces, and I guess you can't include those in your thinking right now because you have to make them compliant. Is there any are there any plans to go ahead and try to make those compliant anytime soon? Because if you could add 540 to 300,000, you'd be getting up towards 1 million ounces pretty fast.
No, that's a very good point, Jay. Our immediate plan is that, as we know, I mean, the capital cost of mining. What we do have, just as an aside, with the board is we have a very good technical group, and all of whom have worked for major companies, well, many of whom have worked for major companies and hence have an understanding of what it takes to get a mine across the the finish line, shall we say.
Sure.
So what we have done is made a conscious effort to focus on the main zone because we know that they are near surface ounces, and that would be that's the main thrust for our work this year, as I said, to get to that resource update in Q3. The South Zone is a deeper target. It hasn't been drilled as extensively as the main zone, so it may require quite a few more holes than it's currently in the historic database. So we are scheduling that for potentially early 2019 as another target on the project area. We also have multiple near surface showings that we still have to follow up. So the South Zone would fall into that category of obviously clear targets that we need to follow up in either later this year or early in 2019.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed, I was just looking at a map that I had last year of your property, and it showed, I think, 8 targets, and now a more recent one showed 11 targets, if I counted properly. So you're obviously,
right.
Your surface work is showing more and more things to shoot at, and I guess what you're trying to do is to expand the ounces laterally and not go to depth, but you can get open pittable. I mean, my goodness, nearly 2 grams per ton is pretty rich these days for open pit mines that you've got up there on the main zone, right?
That's exactly right, and that's what I think would be fairly attractive to a potential acquirer is the overall contained grade within anything that could be open pittable. At the same time, as you made mention of the number of targets, we have a great geological team now working with this younger team, all Quebec-based, and they've taken the time, which was what the project needed. They've taken the time to synthesize everything, integrate the historic data with the new data, and start looking at the regional setting of where gold occurs. And they've had many, many discussions with Quebec government geologists, and I think it's helping us understand the controlling structural corridor that exists on the property, and hence the number of targets have increased, as you pointed out, as a consequence of our better improved understanding of the regional context of these structures.
Do you see a possibility of increasing those 300,000 ounces on your main zone? I know that you are sort of focused now on two different areas of that main zone, but is that in your plans for this year, your plans to expand the main zone? What are your plans for the exploration in 2018?
For 2018, our focus is the updated resource for the main zone. So we are confident that we can improve upon the 300,000 ounces that were made public in 2010 by previous owners of the property. At the same time, our geological team have seen some fairly strong synergy or similarities in the setting of the main zone with the geology at a Goldex mine close to Val d'Or. Goldex is owned by Agnico Eagle, and it may surprise some of your listeners to hear that they are operating underground at a cutoff grade of less than 0.5 gram per ton.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty incredible.
It's pretty incredible, but it works because they are moving large volumes of material underground. It's bulk underground mining, as they call it, and because of the cost efficiencies of moving large amounts of material, they can keep the unit cost down. So we see similarities, even though our geological modeling that would lead into the resource estimate for the main zone sees 2 to 3 bodies that extend from surface down to about 500 meters depth. We do have a deeper hole under one of those wedges of mineralization that is down in excess of 500 meters, and it returned more than 1 gram over 40 meters. And that would be the type of material and the thicknesses that we would envisage we would need to develop a deeper underground target below the pits, potentially open pittable material, very, very much in a similar fashion to what Agnico Eagle has done at the Goldex deposit. So it's a new understanding of the deposit, which provides for it'll be a large driver of our exploration work this year. We think that we have enough drill holes into those mineralized blocks that are near surface, potentially open pittable, that we do not need to do any more drilling in that area. So the bulk of our drilling will be testing the deeper extensions to see if we can validate the Goldex analog at Chevrier. So,
all right. Well, that's really good. Now you we'll be looking for the resource. I guess that's one. That's the driver, and that's in Q3. You say so. We're looking maybe that's 6 months away from now. Five, 6 months anyway. Any other drivers? What should people be looking for? And also, are you going to need to raise any money anytime soon? You got a $6 million market cap, for goodness sakes, and we're talking about a comparison with Goldex mine. If that kind of thing comes to be, there's no way this is an 8-cent stock, 10 cents no, in I, Canada, I guess.
I agree with you completely. Yeah, we will have to go to market at some stage before we get into an aggressive underground, not underground, but deeper drilling program. That's one aspect of the consideration. But once we are drilling, and we believe that because we are in Quebec, you know, we're what's called super flow through eligible. There is a keen interest in amongst Quebec investors for mining projects in their own province. So we'll be looking at opportunities in the near term in terms of financing opportunities. But the other catalyst will be because of that the deeper drilling program, we'll see assay news coming out throughout the summer months as well, leading up to the resource update. So it's not just really just a question of waiting until Q3 for the resource update.
Okay.
We have other news flow coming. Yep.
Okay, great, Brian. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I want to thank you for giving us an update. Really interesting, I think, although the market seems to be yawning over this stock right now. Boy, if you can look at the possibilities and if they come to be, the upside, I believe, is very enormous. So thanks very much, Brian, for being with us. And folks, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because Alistair MacLeod will be joining me after the break to talk about how China is planning to end its dependency on American trade and the U.S. dollars. It has some very profound effects possibly on our markets. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Alistair MacLeod.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Noble Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Karratha region of Western Australia, where they are currently drilling and trenching their Perdies Reward Project. In addition, Noble has partnered with Sumitomo Mining Corporation to advance its Beaton's Creek Gold Project toward production. With over $70 million in cash and strong shareholder support from the likes of Kirkland Lake Gold, Noble is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.